Welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you saying welcome, everybody, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear your prayer requests, prayer praises, and any of those good things. So let us get started today as we open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for you in another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus. And we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for all those who are listening in. You said, Lord Jesus, where two or three are gathered, you're in the midst. And Lord Jesus, we know that you are in our midst today. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, take the wheel of this here program, and we turn it all over to you, Lord Jesus. Especially for that soul who is nearest hell, Lord Jesus. We ask you to help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, Lord Jesus. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus, we ask a special blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so you'd be able to help them, Lord Jesus, especially those, Lord Jesus, who've lost someone, a family or friend, Lord Jesus, that has lost someone due to COVID-19. We ask you to comfort them in this time, Lord Jesus, as only you can through your Holy Spirit. And then, Lord Jesus, for those who are actually going through COVID-19 as we speak, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then for situations like George Floyd and many other wicked, dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, Lord Jesus, here on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, you've got mail, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord Jesus, we need to learn to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. Now, Lord Jesus, we once again give this program to your honor and your glory, for it's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, Ruthie, amen. Do you have our scripture for us?
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. This is Numbers chapter 6, 1 through 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink. Neither shall he drink any liquid or grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation there shall no razor come upon his head until the days be fulfilled in the which he separateth himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy, and shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. All the days that he separateth himself unto the Lord, he shall come at no dead body. He shall not make himself unclean for his father, or for his mother, for his brother, or for his sister, when they die, because the consecration of his God is upon his head. All the days of his separation, he is holy unto the Lord. And if any man die suddenly by him, and he derive the head of his consecration, then he shall shave his head in the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day shall he shave it. And on the eighth day he shall bring two turtles, two young pigeons, to the priest, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering, and make an atonement for him, for that be sinned by the dead, and shall hallow his head that same day. I'd also recommend you continue on till the verse 27. It's very interesting, this vow of the Nazarite. My husband is a Nazarite. I can't be one, though, because I always cut my hair, so I'd be a problem with that. So, all right, and God bless the six. I know he's on, so bless you, sir, and enjoy, everyone.
All right, six, you got some good music for us to boogie with?
What?
There's something about waiting we don't like. We naturally become impatient because we're living in a world where not only do we want it now, we can have it now. That's not the way it is with God. Do you value God's choice enough to wait?
Ruth, is Six's mic even open?
Yeah, I opened it.
You better take a look again.
I opened it.
Come on, Ruth. Get up.
And I opened it before I came in. I don't know what he's doing. I just heard him yell at Mikhail. He's on there. How would you hear him otherwise? Oh, okay. I accidentally hit him. I could say
him. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Six Lives Gospel Show. We're going to have some great music, but I want to send condolences to the Doty family. Friends of mine lost their nephew yesterday, so I just want to send condolences, praying for strength and comfort for their family at this difficult time, and just let them know that the Six Lives Radio Network is here and praying for them, and to let the mother know and the father know not to blame themselves because, you know, they tried to, you know, save the baby, but they weren't able to. So we just want to send a prayer of comfort for them and to know that that baby's in heaven, you know. That baby got a golden ticket to heaven, and that baby is resting, and it's an angel now. And that's what I wanted to say, and I hope you all enjoyed this show, which we're going to have a great show. Also, once again, for those who just may have tuned in and haven't listened in a while, I want to thank you all for being there for me in my time of loss with my mom. So I want to thank the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, surrounding city and states, faraway countries. My mom made a lot of friends, you know, that she didn't even know. She touched a lot of lives and made a lot of friends, you know, by being on the station. And as she affectionately called it, don't put me on FaceSpace. Don't put me on FaceSpace. So she got a lot of friends, you know, still, you know, holding her son up, and I really appreciate it. I have my cousin Kim Hall with me right here.
Hello.
So she's here. That's Sister Hall.
Hi, sweetie.
Right there. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So you got anything you want to say?
Okay. Just praying for everybody. Throw this month away, please, and support each other. Call each other. Forget about social media. If you know something's going on, pick up the phone and call people. Tell them you love them.
That's right. Well, I'm telling you all I love you. So You can say I never told you
I love you.
I love
you too, Six, and so does Kenny. And Reverend Quick sent along a message. He's praying for you every day.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Quick. I appreciate it. And yes, you're welcome. And also pray for my aunt that speedy recovery for her so she can be on the next episode of Dancing with the Stars. We're praying for a total healing of her ankle. And please keep her in prayer. That's my Aunt Carol Hall. Keep her in prayer. And I want to thank our regular listeners, our new listeners. I want to say hello to Valley Val out there. Thank you. Good friend of mine who's been a supporter of the Six Eyes Radio Network for a very long time. Just my family, my friends, my fans. I want to thank you all for supporting the Six Eyes Radio Network. And also wrap your arms around the Tolliver family.
Please.
Man who got me in radio, started in radio, Lynn Tolliver, passed away. So he will forever be part of the Six Eyes Radio Network. There will not be a show that goes by that we will not play a drop from Six Eyes Radio. So we're going to get that going. Before we get the music started, we're going to get that going. If you can pull that up, and then we'll get started with some great music. You are enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show once again on this beautiful cold Sunday. I want you to have a great show, and we will give you a great show. But just saying hello and praying for the world, that's mankind that covers everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Six, also, Emily had a special and spoken request she wanted on there, too.
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm saying hello to everybody. And the pastor will be with us shortly. So everybody just sit tight. Get some coffee, and you are enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
Can I play a request or no?
Absolutely. What do you want to hear?
I would like to hear Thank God I Made It by the Clark Sisters.
Uh-huh. You got it. It's coming up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay, I had myself on mute. Good morning. Good Sunday morning.
Hello. Hello, Valcine. Valley Bell. How you doing?
I'm fine. I was just calling in for a request also by Bishop Walter Hawkins. What is this?
What is this?
Yes.
Okay, you got it.
Walter Hawkins. Thank you. Have a great show. I'm listening.
All right. God bless. Love you. And that's
love
our
you.
Longtime listener, Valley Val. All right, it's coming up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Y'all know how we get out. Thank you.
You are my sunshine.
Come on, ladies, real sweet, real sweet.
You're brightening up my life.
And I know I don't get it right all the time.
Things you do, I know you do. I-
All right, all right. You're enjoying the best in online radio, the Six Eyes Gospel Show, and Valley Valley, your song's coming up next. The Clark sisters, you brought the sunshine.
Before that, what did we play?
Thank you.
Best in online radio, best in the gospel, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. All right, Valley Valley, your song's coming up. What is this?
Spectrum, forward, 20 seconds. IXE, forward, 20 seconds. I only read your forward, 20 seconds.
Here we go.
It keeps setting my soul on fire. Whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it is, it won't let me. Makes me want to run on in Jesus' name.
Whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever
it is, whatever it is, it won't let me. Oh, oh, my peace. I said it makes me love all my enemies, yes it does.
And it makes me love all my friends. And you won't let me be ashamed. The devil won't let me fall again.
Oh, what is it that makes me do right? When I went to wrong, you see, when I'm kind of, it gives me a strong. Whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it is, it won't let me.
Oh, no.
right, all right, all right, all right, all right. That was for you, Valley Val. Amen.
7 days a week. You really want the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Okay, somebody watching TV doing my gospel show? Doing these Six Eyes gospel shows? Someone watching TV? I hear it. I hear it.
Now, I don't know about that, but I do know we just played your Lynn Tolliver for you.
Mary.
Yes. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. Did you guys hear that last song?
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
All right. All right. And let me know when the pastor arrives.
That was Mary.
Hey, Six, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
I'm good.
How are you?
How are you? Praise God.
Six, could you do me a favor, dear?
What's that?
What's that?
You know that one song that Mama always liked?
Barbara?
Yeah.
I got Jesus on the side. But it was I.
Yep, no, that's coming up.
Been the one that came and laid down his life. And I got most
yep.
Of
that's coming up.
The enemy can't stop me because there's a calling.
Thank you, big bro.
You're welcome. Give Mama a hug.
Because he's going to step in and make it all right. Only do it if you say you would. Watch your battles for you, they're going to wonder how you feel. mind that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, 'cause he was so loved just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He will.
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617.
With my name on it, there's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough.
I'm gonna put a praise on it. Amen.
Hey, Six.
Ken.
Wanted to give you a little piece of information. Remember the other day you asked me to look up a scripture?
Yes, I do.
You was asking me to look up, "This too shall pass." That's actually one of those sayings like cleanliness is next to godliness. That's not actually a scripture.
Yeah, we tried. It's not in the Bible at all. It's not in the Strong.
That's not in the Bible. The idea is there. You're thinking of things like joy cometh in the morning is a scripture. And then in Ecclesiastes, there's the scripture that talks about
time to live, time to die.
Time to live, time to die. There's a season to everything. But this too shall pass is not actually a scripture.
We didn't know that.
Okay.
But just thought you ought to know.
All right. Tamala Mann's going to get you from interrupting her song to tell me that, but thank you. Sorry about that, Tamala Mann.
Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. What else will change my life? Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart.
What's up?
Take me to the King.
Praise
Gentlemen, he is here, our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet.
Amen. Every praise, is to our God. How many of you believe that? How many of you live in that? Every praise is to our God. I mean, you think about it. We just got finished watching the Super Bowl, and we were praising this team and that team. We were praising this player and that player for their performance. But did you get up this morning praising God for breath in your body? Hallelujah. Did you get up praising God this morning for being able to stand on your own two feet? Oh, you got prosthetic feet, but you still was able to stand. Were you not? Oh, somebody need to tell God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that I was able to be clothed and in my right frame of mind. That's what the old folks used to say. Thank the Lord for giving me health and strength. And we threw in later on a reasonable portion of health and strength. Because some of us know we don't eat right. We don't exercise right. So for us to still be getting around like we're getting around is nothing but the grace of God operating in our lives. Amen, amen. It's good if you ain't saying nothing. Glory to God. If you're not saying anything at all, he's still good. God's been good to us. Have you praised God today? If you haven't, just stop one moment. Just stop. I want you to think about something good that God has done in your body. Do you have eyes to see? Do you have ears to hear? Do you have a mouth to speak? Do you have skin that still feels the wind when it blows? Oh, glory to God. Then you got a reason to praise God. Are you missing one of those, but you still got the other four? You got something to praise God for. Do you have a roof over your head, food on the table, in the cabinet, in your pantry? Is there a reason for you to give God glory? Then I need to just stop right now and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being good. Thank you, God, for being all by your one self good to me. God, you're good. You're good. You're good. You're worthy. You're worthy. There's none like you. The songwriter wrote, I can search the heavens high and the earth below, and I find none like you. That means in all your searching that you can ever do, you can find none like God. Amen. I don't care whether you go into the deepest of outer space, you're not going to find nobody like our God. I don't care if you go to the regions of the third and second universe. all of y'all think of quantum physics and all of that stuff. I don't care what dimension you go in, you're still not going to find nobody like our God. David said, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Glory to God. Our God is here, there, and everywhere. There's nothing like our God. There's no one like our God. He's good, y'all. He's good. He's worthy of the praise. That's why every now and then you just need to stop and give God a sacrificial praise. Hey, you may be going through your worst situation right now. Your child may have ran away. Your marriage is on the fritz. You're going through a divorce, or you've been divorced. You're going through bankruptcy. Whatever it is, the Bible says, all things give thanks. Glory to God. So you got to learn how to do it, whether you like it or not. It's something about when you just stop and tell God thank you. When you stop and recognize that he's greater than whatever you're looking at, he's greater than whatever you're going through, he's greater than whatever circumstances that's happening in your life. No, we're not trying to diminish any of your pain, any of your sorrow, any of your heartache. Because if you pinch me, I'm going to say, ouch. Glory to God. If you cut me, I'm going to bleed. Glory to God. So we're not trying to diminish nothing that you're going through. But all we want you to recognize, you're not by yourself. Oh, hallelujah. If you are born again believer, you're not by yourself. If you're a child of the Most High God, you're not by yourself. Whatever you're going through, he's right there with you. You don't feel him today, he's still there. Glory to God. You don't understand why you're going through what you're going through. He's still there. Glory to God. God is still here, there, and everywhere. In the midst of all the heartaches, he's there. So, beloved, don't think you're going through something by yourself. Just learn to lean on him. That's going to be in our text on today as we talk about something. I really want to let the Bible speak for itself today. There's something about the Word of God that it has the power just to speak for its one self, the Word of God. Now, the Word of God. can speak all by itself. I don't care what you're going through. God's word know how to stand up and be heard. Amen, somebody. So whatever you're going through, amen. Now, we're going to read Proverbs today. And he told me that Proverbs is that book of wisdom that if you read a chapter a day, for whatever day it is, that's the chapter you read. And apply the wisdom to whatever the chapter that gave you, apply it. Now, this is day 20. We're not going to read chapter 20. But we will read chapter 3. But before I can get to chapter 3, it just dropped in my spirit. So I got to I got to change my screen here and go to the text. Amen. And it is simply St. John chapter 1. Because something I was saying in that praise just triggered something in me. And I want you to be a part of it as we journey together. I want to give honor to God who's the head of my life, thanking God for saving me, redeeming me by his own precious blood, Jesus Christ's blood. Amen. I want to thank him for giving me the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I thank him that I do speak in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord give me utterance. I want to thank him for a mind to pray and a mind to call out to him. I want to thank him for you, whomever you may be in my life today. Whether you're there by friend or foe, I want to thank him for you because it's because of you in my life that I have the things that are connected to me today. The good, the bad, and what they say, the ugly. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for you in my life. And I thank God that I have the opportunity to speak into your life today. And even as I go forth in the word of God today, I pray that your ears will be in tune to what I'm saying. I pray that your heart will be receptive to the information that I'm sharing. I pray that your spirit will verify the truth of all that was in this message today. And after all of that's done, I pray that you activate your faith by doing something better, by putting it to action, by applying it to your everyday life. I pray that after hearing the word, that you don't sit on it, but you get up and do something with it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Now, Father, bless me to do as you have assigned me to do. In the name of Jesus, I decree blessings to your people through your word today, that it will give them strength, that it will give them hope, and it will surround them or fulfill them with purpose. And we thank you now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Now, my lesson today is coming out of Proverbs, but as I stated earlier, that I wanted to share with you this that dropped in my spirit from the book of St. John. St. John chapter 1, verse 1. Missionary Ken, God bless you and your wife. God bless your brother Charles, Sister Princess Nikhil. God bless my wonderful wife. God bless all of you, God's children, in your respectable places. Amen. The word of the Lord read in St. John chapter 1, in the beginning. It's a wonderful thing to let you know that since the world itself had a beginning, the Bible comes and addresses that particular beginning. We see in Genesis 1, it says in the beginning God, and simply says God. And in other words, from the beginning, I was already here. And so he comes back and he established this understanding for us in John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Not a word, but the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. For all of you that do not understand the Trinity doctrine, and you're thinking that we are making something up, he established it in these few words. In the beginning was the Word, not a word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's the same was in the beginning with God. So when we read Genesis 1, in the beginning, Elohim. It's the plural form of who God is. And so John comes back and affirms these things for good understanding. And he tells us all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And I know you got a smart at it person that said, well, what about the automobile? What about the airplane? They invented those things. They didn't make those because in order to make them, you had to have some ore that you turned into metal. I ain't going to get no help today. You had to have some petroleum that you turned into rubber. Oh, I ain't going to get no help today. You had to have some sand that you made a chip with.
Come on now.
Amen, somebody.
Amen, I'm with you.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The atomic bomb was made. I know that you don't know what equals MC, what the EMC square mean. I know you don't know what that formula mean, but if any moment now the atomic bomb dropped on us, you know, instantly we will understand E equals MC square. We may not understand it now, but we're, as the old folks say, keep on living. You'll understand it by and by. There's some truths that you don't understand in the beginning. It takes some time for things to register with you. It takes some time for life to explain and unfold and reveal some things to you. And there's a lot of things in life we may not understand and we may not grasp, but keep on living. They'll make sense to you as you continue to live and walk this life. It says, all things were made by him. I want you to be clear on that. It says all things were made by him, not them. So we don't believe in multiple gods. We believe in one. We established that there was one from the beginning. And so all things were made by him. Him whom? The Word. And without him was not anything made that was made. Now, I'm trying not to just preach this topic because I really want to get to where I'm trying to go. But I'm kind of compelled to keep on reading because it's just that good. In him was life. Are you feel like you're dying? Are you feeling hopeless? Are you feeling like you have nothing else to live for? Well, I got news for you on this afternoon. The Jesus in him is life. And if it seems like you have lost your life, if it seems like you have lost your purpose, God help me today. If it seems like there's no hope for you, if it seems like you can't get ahead from falling behind, if it seems like every time you take one step, two steps keep pushing you backwards, if it seemed like if it wasn't for bad luck, you wouldn't have luck at all. If it seemed like life is still giving you hell and you're searching for heaven, I introduce to you today the name of Jesus Christ. That you're in him. If you find him, you'll find life. Glory to God. Not only will you find life in this world, but you'll find life in the world to come, because there is life after death. But it's not time for you to die now. Glory to God. Now is the time for you to understand the purpose in which he has planted you here in this world to do. There's purpose for your life. In other words, even though you may be in some pain right now, I got news for you. Your pain has purpose. Nothing happened by accident or circumstance. There's purpose for your pain. That's right. If pain is happening in your body, pain is an indicator that something is wrong. But I got some good news for you today. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, your peace, was laid upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Healing is available for you today. There's a breakthrough with your name on it. All you got to do is get to him who is life. Not only is he life, but he's eternal life. In other words, once you get Jesus, you don't have to fear death no more. You don't have to worry about the sting of death anymore. That he will give you a fulfillment that surpasses all understanding. What is that, preacher? Jehovah Shalom. The peace that surpassed my own understanding. I don't know why in the midst of the storm I can still be at peace. In the midst of tragedy, I can still be at peace. Why? Because I know that he's with me. And because I know that God is with me, and if he be for me, who? I want to say it like the children say, who? Who can be against me? In other words, ain't nobody big and bad enough to come against my God. Ain't nobody big and bad enough to override my God. So if God be for me, he's more than the world that can come against me. So I want to tell you, be a good cheer, for Christ has already overcome the world. Be a good cheer. Be a good cheer. I know you're going to have some sad moments. I know there's going to be some hard times, but be a good cheer. I know some days that you're going to cry. The word of God said, weeping may. Yeah, it may endure for a night. Because every now and then we take weeping and we take it with us and we take it from night to night. Because we allow weeping to sleep over. Then we allow weeping to take residence. But I want you today to tell your weeping days that there's an eviction notice being served, that no longer shall your weeping days keep your eyes filled with tears, but your days of joy is on its rising, that your day of peace is coming back. Yes, you may have had some hard times, and yes, some hard times may have made you down and lonely. Even though you're in the midst of people, you may still feel like you're all alone, and you may feel like nobody understands. But I want you to know that Jesus said, I am life. In other words, I understand what life has to offer. I understand that life sometimes won't be kind. I understand that life has ups and downs. I understand. So I say to you, I am life. So when you come to me and you need a better life, I'm it. I'm what you need. I am that I am. I'm the great I am. When you need more out of what you have, come to me. Glory to God. He is who he is. He is the life that we need to make things different. Glory to God. Let me slow down here so I can minister this word right. Glory to God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Glory to God. That means there's hope for us. There's peace for us. There's joy for us. In darkness, there's no more happiness. But Jesus said, I'm the light in darkness. In other words, you ain't got to worry about stumbling. I'm going to reveal to you where you're going, and I'm going to show you how to come out. I'm going to show you how to get over that situation. I'm going to show you how to defeat your enemy. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. My goodness, I don't know who that was for. That was not part of my program today. But to whomever it's for, I want you to know that God interrupted this just for you. He meant for you to hear this today. I don't know whether you're listening to it live or are you listening by recording. Maybe you went back on demand and you're listening through your podcast right now. However you're receiving this, and whenever you're receiving this, it's for you. Yes, yes, yes. Your ears are in tune at the right time, at the right moment, because God is speaking to you. He's speaking to you in your situation. He's speaking to you no matter what you're going through. God said, I'm your God. I'm your deliverer. I'm your way through. I'm your peace when you're crying at night. I'm who you need. I heard the old folks used to say it like this: he'll be a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless, a brother to the brotherless. He'll be who you need him to be. He'll be a friend that stick closer than a brother. He'll be it. The God we serve is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. And he wants the best to us. Now that I've completed that assignment, let me get back to this other assignment. God bless all of you on the Six Eyes Gospel Show. This is the program where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Now, maybe you left the house and you're in your car. You can still get your praise on right then and there, but keep both hands on the steering wheel. Amen, amen. Pay attention. They say, get that good till you pull over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But wherever you are listening to this program, you can get your praise on right now. I dare you just to give God a sacrificial offering of praise. Amen. That means you may not feel like praising God right now. You may think that you ain't got a reason to praise God right now. I dare you to muster something out of your belly and just begin to tell God thank you. Begin to praise his graces and holy name. Begin to magnify God for who he is and because he's better than what we have, our eyes have seen. Oh, yeah. We weren't there in the day of creation when he said, let there be light, and then there was light. Mm. All we know, when we were born, we came through the umbilical cord, when we came through the birth canal, amen, amen, and our eyes did open up, amen, whether it was before the pop or after the pop. When our eyes opened up, we saw the light in that doctor's room or that house room or wherever we were born, we saw that light. But God said, in the beginning, let there be light. So there was light even before there was a sun. Glory to God. Hmm. Read the book, y'all. Read the book. Many people think that was the sun. That's not the sun. He said, let there be light. In other words, he illuminated so great that before the sun was, he is. Hmm. Oh, yeah, that's too much preaching for y'all. Let me get, if you have your Bibles today, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Proverbs. They call that a book of wisdom, amen, amen. And so I want to speak to some people today from the book of wisdom, amen, Proverbs. We're going to Proverbs chapter 3, amen. In chapter 3 of the book of Proverbs, we're going to start there with the very first verse. Amen, somebody. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. Glory to God. Am I doing all right, Brother Charles? Am I doing okay? Amen. Amen. All right. Then he said, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Then I'm all right. I'm going to keep on preaching. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 says, my son, forget not my law. Now, I got to stop there because, number one, this letter is addressed from father to son. This letter is addressed from a father to a son. So in this writing, we see a father saying to his son, talking to his child, and he said, forget not. That means remember, hold on to it, don't let it go, don't overlook it, don't abort it, my law. Station identification is hard to, it'll be hard to forget something if you've never known it. You can't use the word forget if you never got. So he's talking to a son that he has taken some time to teach some principles to. God has taken time over these 66 books from our 40 different authors over 3 different continents, and he has taught us some principles to live by. He's given us some things so that we may have self-government within ourselves, but if I don't read the book, then if I don't search the scripture, then how will I know what not to forget? So number one, as children of the Most High God, that's you and I who are called believers or Christians, it is our job to know. And what we know is our job to hold on that. I'm going to say it again. To us that are called believers or Christians, it is our job to know what God has said and what we know of that God has said, it is our job to hold on to that which has been taught to us. Amen. Don't mean you're supposed to know every single one thing. Otherwise, he might have would have gave you a photographic memory. But since I don't have a photographic memory, maybe you do. I don't know. I need to keep going back to this thing and read it and reread it so that I can remember it so that I know what I need not to let go of. Amen, somebody. So this father is writing to his son, and he says, son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. In other words, let that heart, that subconscious, your inner thoughts, be that to obey his will. Let your inner thoughts agree. If he says wrong, then it's wrong. If he says it's right, then it's right. If he says left, don't go right, go left. But whatever he says, your response is amen. That means I agree. But let thy heart keep my commands, not my suggestions, my commandments, my law. Verse 2, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. What's going to add? I want y'all to listen to the scripture. Everybody that's searching for length of days. Now, length of days, that goes to those that maybe you was only born to live to be 50. Maybe there's something in your body that may cause you to die early. Maybe you're in a land where there's war. Maybe you're driving and there was an accident that was supposed to took you out 2 years ago. Maybe there was a shootout in your neighborhood and you got shot and full of holes, but you're still here. Length of days. In other words, things that happened that could have took you out, they didn't. And people say, I don't know how you survived that. I know. Length of days. I don't know how you came out of that shootout. I know. Length of days. You had the pandemic and you caught the disease twice and you was on a respirator both times and we don't know how you pulled through, but I know. Length of days. There are some people that can testify about the length of days. You got stage 4 cancer, but you're still here. And they don't know why you're still here. They gave you 6 months to live, and that's been 6 years ago. Why you're still here, I know. Length of days. Then they say, and long life, you live past 76, and all of a sudden you're still healthy. You still can ride a bicycle. You can still get around. You 90 years old and still can ride a bicycle? Still got your right frame of mind to drive your own vehicle? How you able to do that? I know. Long life. You still can eat your own food? You still can see? How you do that? Everybody around you got glasses, but you don't have glasses. How do you do that? Long life. Ooh, you stay in a bad neighborhood. Child, I'm so thankful to God for this house. We ain't finna let this house go. This is our ministry. We minister to the drug dealer, to the crack addict. We minister to the prostitute. We're doing all of that right up in here. How you do that? Peace. Peace in the middle of the storm. Peace in the middle of trouble. Chad, you went up in that dope house and got that girl out of there? Sure did. I got peace. I know that God was going to keep me. So no weapon that was formed against me shall be able to prosper. Peace. Well, how did all that happen? Because I did not forget the law. And my heart kept his commandment. See, my mouth didn't cuss you out, and my heart didn't either. Yeah. My mouth didn't assassinate your character, and my heart didn't either. Oh, yeah. See, we got to weigh that thing in the balance the right way. Verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. See, I know they done you wrong, but because you was willing to be the bigger person and was the first to say, I'm sorry for what went wrong.
I just give my man a shoe. Man, you don't need your shirt.
All of that. Mm-hmm. There's a law called reaping and sowing. So when you don't sow mercy, then you don't reap mercy. Ask any farmer when they plant cabbages, they don't go out there and pick collard greens from that same patch in which they put the cabbage seed. No, they go out there and they get cabbage for cabbage seeds. So when you show mercy, you receive mercy. Well, I don't do nothing wrong anyway. Okay, you don't do nothing wrong. Okay. I'm so glad you're Jesus Jr. And you're so righteous. But there's coming a day when you're going to be found out. Oh, yeah. There's coming a day when you're going to be tried in the balance. There's coming a day when life is going to check to see what you made of. Absolutely. That's why James said, count it all joy when, not if, when you fall into diverse temptations. I'm going to leave that alone because I preach that all by itself. We're going to go through some things. And the fact that we go through some things revealed to us, not to God, have we really applied his word in our heart. Do we believe what he said? Have we taken his word to heart? Have we applied it to our everyday life? Faith without works is dead. You can believe anything that you want to believe, but if you ain't moving on it, it's not faith. See, when you see a bus sign and you travel the local bus route, you use it for your transportation, and maybe you don't have the bus pamphlet in your hand at the time, but you know that it runs that route. You know, because the sign that you're looking at, not that old. It's not worn out. Don't look faded. Look like it done been paid some attention. So you know it's a current thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a current thing, and especially if there's a seat there, oh, Lord, have mercy. Then what you're going to do is you're going to get comfortable and you're going to wait right there regardless to the time. Because you know sooner or later that bus is going to come through its route. So you stand there and you wait. See, that's the only time your action is non-moving, is when you pick a position and stick to it. That's why the scripture says, finally, my brother, having done all that you can do to stand. See, that means you done cried, you done prayed, you done fasted, you done hoped. After you done all of that, stand. Because you can do it. Verse 3, Proverbs 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Put mercy and truth around my neck. So a lot of you got jewelry today. You want to put the cross around your neck, but you don't have mercy for nobody. But he bled and died for us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to cuss everybody out, but you still wearing the cross around your neck. Uh-huh. Yeah. You have not let mercy and truth. Well, you don't understand what they did to me. Do you understand what they did to him? Do you understand that they beat him all night long on a mock trial? Do you understand when the governor wanted to let him go, they still said crucify him? Do you understand that they beat him with a whip that had bone, glass, and metal tied to the ends of it? Do you understand that? Have you gone through that where your skin and your muscle tissue was ripped from your body? Not because you done wrong, but because you healed some folks. Because you set some folks free from the disease and the ailments that ailed them. Because you raised some people from the grave. But you crucified because of showing love to those that the public didn't think deserved love. I think not. Most of our trouble comes because we opened up our mouth at the wrong time. Most of our trouble comes because we wouldn't shut our mouth when it was time. Glory to God. Help today, Lord. Most of our trouble came because we ignored the truth that was given beforehand. None of our trouble has came to us in that severity. Because we wanted to do right. Only few men and women in history have truly been martyrs for their cause. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the light. No man comes to the Father but by me. And they say he maketh himself God. Who is he think he is? Tell one man, thou sin, be forgiven thee. Nobody forgives sin but God. Who do he think he is? And he said, you think I'm a charlatan? You think I'm somebody fake? Which is easier, for me to say, thy sins be forgiven, or arise, be thou made whole? Knowing the answer, the easiest thing to do is to say, thy sin, because we can't see that. We don't see forgiveness. We can experience it, but you don't see it. But we can see a healing. We can see a deformity being reshaped. We can see an insufficiency now being sufficient. And for that cause, they wanted to kill him. So he says again, verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them. This is how you don't let them forsake you. You bind them. You wrap them up around your neck. In other words, every way you turn, everything that you do, let it be surrounded by mercy and truth. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. We live in the 22nd century now where we got tablets everywhere. You got phones, biggest tablets now. When the last time you wrote a note about you praising God in your cell phone? Matter of fact, your cell phone can have what's called a screen on all the time. You can have a note. The Lord is good on that. When we go to Facebook and everything on your page is about the world, but have you advertised Jesus? Do you promote God? What are you writing on your tables? I know it says the table of your heart. That's your subconscious. That's your inner person. But we are so connected to social media today to people in your house don't know what you're thinking, but people that watch your media site, they know what you're thinking because you tell everything on your social media and you don't even talk to your people in your house. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. Verse 4, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Ooh-wee. That's some good news right there. That's some good news to know that I can find favor with both God and man, not because I'm trying to please man, because if I go all the way back up, man is not mentioned other than the word son. That's talking about me. But it tells me to not to forget the law and to keep the commandments in my heart, so that live for days and long life and peace shall be added to me. I don't have to search for them. It will give me. It said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them, so I don't wrap mercy and truth around my neck. So when I turn, they turn with me. And I have wrote them on the tables of my heart. That means I've learned some scriptures. I may not be a good person to quote scripture, but I learned some that helps me along the way, that keeps me day to day. You know, me personally, one of my favorite scriptures is knock. If the axe, seek and knock. Matthew 7:7. I know y'all hear me quote Matthew 6:33 all the time, but back when I was young, younger, yeah, amen, somebody. Now, back when I was in my 20s, that was actually in my teens. That was one of my favorite scriptures, Matthew 7:7, because it tells me that everyone that asks receiveth. To him that seeketh, he can find. And to everyone that knocketh, the door shall be opened. That means if I stay persistent, I'm going to have just what I need. It gave me hope. Now, there's some others that I love now. I love Romans. I mean, Revelation says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You'll hear me talk about that on the Monday program. That's why I love testimony service, because it has merit. Amen. I also love what we all love. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Because he's my shepherd. I love the fact that scripture tells me that I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed when I come, I'm blessed when I go. Yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am blessed. He said, I should be the head and not the tail, above only, not beneath. I should be the lender, not the borrower. Woo! Oh, that sounds good to me. So I hold on to the word of God. Verse 4 says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding. Not just any understanding, but good understanding. Ooh, ain't nothing worse. Excuse me for broken English. There is nothing worse than for your understanding to be a misunderstanding. And it caused everything to be jacked up from the flow up. Somebody can witness that. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. God said, I'm going to find favor, and people are going to be able to understand me. Even when they don't understand me. I remember this report when I was a manager for one company. And as an overnight manager, at times I have to make certain decisions based on what's going on that will be a benefit to the company and the customer. And this one particular time, I had an irate customer that was just overboard in their actions. And I asked them to calm down so that I may resolve their issue. And as they was trying to explain to me their issue, they was using all types of profanity while they was conversing with me. And I politely asked the person, please stop cussing at me. I'm trying to resolve your issue. And the person said, I'm not cussing at you. I said, are you talking to me? They said, yes. Are you cussing? They said, yes. I said, then you're cussing at me. So if you'll please calm down so that I may understand what's going on. And they went to cussing some more. I said, excuse me. Now, what I will not allow you to do is to continue to disrespect me and to disturb my other customers. You have two options. Change your tone or leave the store. Bleepity bleep, 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 bleep. I said, you can leave the store willingly or by police. Bleep, 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 bleep. I called the security guard that was still there. I said, I need you to usher this person out of the store. You can't. I said, yes, I can. We reserve the right to service. Since you do not want to control yourself, you're no longer welcome to serve here. And when I get in the following day, my general manager says to me, you had a complaint on you from last night. I said, oh, yeah, okay. Well, it was the following day because I said, okay, well, what I do this time? That's how I used to respond. What I do this time? And the statement started out like that. A customer called in complaining that you cursed them out. I said, wait a minute, hold on. And she stopped me. She said, I said, you, but. She said, we all got a good laugh off of it. I said, huh? She said, we all got a good laugh off of it because we asked the question. He did what? They said, he cussed me out. He said this and this. And we know that you don't cuss. You don't use any profanity at all. So we dealt with the matter because we know you do not curse. See, that's how favor will find you with people. Because I had to unwrap the law of God when it tells me not to let corrupt communication come out of my mouth. Y'all don't want to talk with me now. Glory to God. And because my mannerism had been consistently at all times that way, they knew without a shadow of a doubt that this customer was lying. Now, what if I had an every now and then cussing spirit? Oh, that could have been a different situation. But see, when you obey the word of God, favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And she said to me, we just wanted you to know. It was funny that somebody tried to accuse you of cussing. So we just let you know. We already dealt with it. It's resolved. Don't worry about it at all. So at the end of the day, only what you do for Christ going to last. It's going to prevail. And so how you uphold yourself, how you follow the instruction that the Father has given, it's going to last. Verse 5 tells us, and I'm coming to a close because I know my time is well spent. Matter of fact, I think we might be going into the bonus time. So I want to thank all of you who are called in and dialed in to the 6 Eyes Gospel Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining this broadcast. Hold on, we're going into the bonus time. I won't be much longer. Give me about 5 more good preaching cogent minutes, and I'm going to wrap this up. Amen. Amen. And the word says here in verse 4, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean. That means don't depend. Lean not. When you lean on something, you depend on it. So if I lean on a wall, I'm trusting that that wall is not going to collapse. I'm trusting that that wall is going to support my weight. So when I lean on some crutches, it's because I need to move and I can't put weight on my legs or my leg or my foot. And so I'm dependent on the crutch to support. And God says in his word, verse 5, and lean not. Depend not. Depend not. Depend not on thy own understanding. But Lord, that's what he said. Depend not. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean and depend not unto thy own understanding. Verse 6. And in all, how many? All, some ways. Because every now and then, some people pick up the phrase, I'm going to set my religion down. If you can set your religion down, there's something really wrong with your religion. That's another subject. That's another topic. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's your way of walking. That's the direction in life. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Him who? Him God. Him your Father. See, sometimes we don't acknowledge God. We want to handle it our one self. If you ain't going to say amen, say ouch. And if you ain't going to say ouch, I say it for you. Ouch. Because sometimes I do it too. There's been times I don't try to handle stuff in my own strength. Then it dawned on me I didn't ask God for direction, for understanding and clarity. We all do it. We've all done it. And if you that holy that you ain't done it, keep on living. So when you come off your high horse and stop lying to yourself, you've done it again. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Verse 7. Be not wise in thy own eyes. If you wise and don't nobody else know it, then you wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. That's reverence. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel. That's your body. Your navel, that's your belly button, so that's your stomach, your body. And marrow to thy bones. That's the stuff that allows your body to really have strength. You know, if you get cancer in your bone, they say it's over with then. So that marrow, to strengthen the marrow in your bone, that's to strengthen your overall whole life. So it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Your navel is really how when you was nursing in the womb, how you were being fed. Your mother fed you through the umbilical cord, which came through your navel. See, we're still nursing under God, and as he nursed us, the food is coming one way. Amen. And it's for the development of our bones, our structure. So it's marrow. It's the strength of our bones.
Amen.
Amen. And so I'm going to say this, and I can conclude on this. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. That literally is the tithe. The first fruits of thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy pastures shall bruise out with new wine. New wine. In other words, your fruit trees, your vines, they're going to keep growing and producing for you, so you have something to squeeze, so you can have something to drink other than just water. In other words, God wants to bless you. He wants to increase your life. But it starts off with, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. Hey, this has been a True Word of Faith message. God bless you, and may you hold on to the true word of faith. God bless you and God keep you. Thank you once again for allowing me, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, to come and share some good news with you. The good news is whatever you used to do, you don't have to do no more for as things of the world. But you can trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. And he will direct your ways, your path, as the scripture says. God bless you and God keep you. Amen and amen. See you on tomorrow night, those of you that tune in to the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly. God bless you. Brother Charles, man of God, good to hear your voice. Hopefully you have my last two messages that I sent you.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Yes, you've just enjoyed a great word, great message from our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. And like he said, tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, Motivational Monday. The number is 424-243-9617. I want to thank you all who joined us, our new listeners, our old listeners, our surrounding cities and states, our faraway countries. We do want to thank you. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. We're here each and every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central. Where you get to praise them without leaving the house, bring a friend, and go to your podcast portion on your Android or iPhone, and in the search type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. In the top right corner, press subscribe, and you will have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. And while you put this on your phone, the Six Eyes Gospel Radio Network, show for the Six Eyes Radio Network as a whole, the number is 424-243-9617. That's, again, that's 424-243-9617. And like I said, join us each and every Sunday. Join us 7 days a week. We'll be bringing you great programming on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you.
All right. Are we ready for the Bloodhound of Scripture?
Yeah.
Yes, but we want the Bloodhound of Scripture to be read in a very, 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 very beautiful, grown-up voice. Very important. Thank you.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Okay, one more time, Earth.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Okay, anybody think they know where that's at?
I don't know, but I love that voice. Ruthie, keep that voice. I love it. I love
it. Oh, thank you. That's just Grandpa taught me that when I was little.
Well, I want that voice to show up as long as the Six Eyes Radio Network exists. Have that voice show up. They're loving it.
I'm glad.
That was good.
How's Mikhail?
Good.
Go give her hugs, and you too, sweetheart.
All right.
I think Mikhail is here.
Yeah, she was.
Hello, princess.
Amen. Amen. The word of the Lord are pure. Psalms 12 and 6.
That is correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, he gets the prize. What you got in mind, Ken? We'll have to come up. Oh, I guess you could just shoot off that little thing you always do with the dun dun dun.
Okay. All right. And now for the one that you guys got to sniff out for next week. All right, Ruthie.
Okay. But I'm not a dog. And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, by every word of God."
Again, Ruthie.
And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God."
And there you have it. Bloodhound of Scripture.
Ruthie, that scripture says every word of God, or that proceeded out of the mouth of God? I'm just asking a question.
By every word of God, yeah. I know you're thinking of, a pepper trap, buddy.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's all I wanted to make sure of, so I know which one it is.
I'm sure you'll get it, too, probably. I think Six could get the next one, though.
But,
there's
a good reason.
I wrote my book on that. I wrote my book on that, so that's why I asked. Make sure you want
to there. I just wanted to give you a reason for these scriptures. It's time for our update on they kind of key us into our update of the Holiness Bibles for the Blind, how we're doing on our Bible that we're starting to create for those who are legally blind. Would you believe, Pastor Bonnet, we've already completed from Genesis to halfway through Exodus?
Okay.
So we got 20 chapters of Exodus completed, and point of reference, we've been talking these last few weeks about different Bibles that are used by those who are blind through our blind ministry that we help get out. This week I want to tell you about the audio Bible. It's produced in 62. It takes 62 audio CDs. And that Bible costs pretty close to $50.
Okay.
So,
is that the one that dramatized?
No, it's not dramatized. It's just plain spoken. There's no extra drama in it, no extra, like, sound effects or nothing like that. This is just plain the Word of God, a KJV Bible.
Now let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Now, the regular King James Bible. All right. Now, how responsible do you think the owner of this Bible, say they get the Bible, how confident are you that they're going to keep up with 62 CDs and in order?
Well, Six, that's the point. Most people, if they choose to get that, if that's what they feel that is most logical for them, because we check with the person to see what format would be better suited to them, okay? Now, most people know if a CD Bible would be more suited to them. Some people, they're like you, Six. They're blessed with the capability, even though blind, they can handle a smartphone or tablet because the flat screen don't bother them. But some blind people, they just cannot use a flat screen. I am a case in point. Give me a flat screen, and in less than 2 minutes, I am so frustrated, I'll throw that thing against a brick wall. Okay? It's that simple. Okay?
What about
it's that simple.
What about
hey, he's Moses. He's Moses. He loves tearing up the tablets.
It's just the idea. I've tried.
I won't even hand him my phone and tell him, here, Kenny, you can use my phone.
Because I've tried. I mean, I've honestly tried. But I end up pushing the wrong buttons. I end up in the wrong spot on the screen because I can't stay in a perfectly straight line on a flat screen. Just can't do it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for them to put Braille on a flat screen. But
I mean,
well, a regular...
Well, here's the thing. They do have a Braille section. Now, I use this iPhone just like Pastor Bonnet. And even though he's using a Samsung, it's still a flat screen. And I use my phone perfectly. Now, they do have a Braille setting on there. So it's not hard. You just have to want to learn how to do it. And if you do, I'll show you how to do it. If you ever consider getting a flat screen phone, I will gladly teach you how to use it.
Well, what I'm saying, Six, with me, my hand don't stay in a perfect straight line to do that. I end up veering up or down, okay? And doing so, that's what causes my problem. It has to do with my coordination on a flat screen.
Plus, he has a talking phone, sweet.
Okay, Ruth, please let me continue, okay? What it is if I'm on a piece of Braille paper, Six, okay, I could stay with the lines because it's obviously the raised dots. They're keeping me in line. But a flat screen, forget it.
Okay.
It's just something to do with the fact that there's no cues there because of the flat screen. I can't keep myself straight. And that just happens to be certain blind people. That's just the way they happen to be. No matter how they try, they just... And no matter how much you try to train them, they're not going to be able to stay straight.
All right. Not a problem.
And so we work with our ministry to see what the best option for each person is. Now, those who can use a flat screen, we highly recommend them to get the Bible on a smartphone or tablet because, obviously, it's easier to use. They could get the audio or even the text versions that they can go through and get that way. Now, for those who are totally blind, they've got two options. They've got the audio Bible, which is CD, or Braille, but not every blind person reads Braille. Okay?
All right.
I got a friend of mine who's blind. He's a minister, and he has his Bible is a audio Bible. It's a little device. It'll allow him to renew through chapters and through books, rather, and the chapters. So I've seen him use it a couple of times. I thought it was very unique.
Right, and there are different types of audio Bibles.
He has that. So in his study, that way he can keep up with his normal study. He uses that.
Right. Okay.
Because he's
one, what I'm saying is,
he's one that he has to keep the flip phone because he's not good with the screens, the flat screens. And so his flip phone, it has the raised print where the 5 is, so he can still do his text and go, you know, use the phone. And even though the flat part has a screen to it, he still navigates through the keys, which helps him to navigate on his phone. And when he's using the keys, because of it, that it tells him where the cursor is. So
yeah,
I guess it's a matter
like
of learning to use the equipment that's made available to you in that situation, just learning to use what's made available. And everybody, but the blessing is that there's options. And so.
Right. And that's what I was trying to point out. What I'm trying to point out is with our ministry, we look at each individual blind person. We don't categorize them like they're in a mold. Each blind person is different. And some use different forms of audio Bibles that come in different formats. And then there are, of course, we got those who can read Braille, and they prefer the Braille Bible, even as big as it is, because they prefer to go directly to the chapter and verse that they're looking for, and they prefer the Braille format. So those are those, and we'll be discussing that next week when we talk about the Braille Bibles. But right now we're just talking about audio Bibles, and some prefer, and six ask the question, well, how do they keep those CDs straight? Well, if they prefer that format, it's because they are used to that format, and so they have no problem keeping them straight, and they come in a case. The CDs come in a case where each CD has its own pocket so that they're kept straight.
That's right. And you take one out, you put one back.
Who's going to keep in touch with 62 CDs? We want to find out. If you can keep in touch and keep up with 62 CDs, you'll get a free cup of coffee from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Who's going to keep up with 62 CDs?
Well, then guess what, Six? Send me that cup of coffee because I got an audio Bible. I have no trouble keeping my 62 CDs in order.
And you're telling me you got all 62 CDs?
Yep. And they're in order.
Probably
in order.
Order tomorrow.
And if you think that's tough, Six, how about over 200 sermons in our sermon library that are on CD, and I keep every one of those in order, too.
Then you get a free pot of coffee from the Six Eyes Radio.
We can just have a pot.
There we
Daniel.
Go.
Yeah. Hey, he done went from a cup to a pot.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have my pot of coffee.
Hey, I've got over 1,000 cassettes over here, and I keep them in order.
Pray for the Six Eyes Radio Network. We are some coffee. Yeah, dare I say it?
Right. So anyway, if somebody would like to help us get a Bible into the hands of somebody who'd like an audio Bible, I'd like to give, if it's all right, Six, some donation information.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you listen here. Anything that's going to help the world feel better and be better through God, you never have to ask. Go ahead.
Okay, there are actually three different methods, okay? Or I should say two to three different methods. The first is if you have a PayPal account, you just go on PayPal and you enter the email address 2for1katie@gmail.com. Any of you that's been listening to the station long enough have heard the blind trucking commercial. Well, it's the same email address that we use through our blind ministry is the same email address, you enter the digit 2, then 4, F-O-R, digit number 1, then Katie, K-A-T-I-E, @gmail.com. And it just, when you enter your amount of your love gift, enter also in your note to us that it's for a Bible for a blind person and what type you'd like to donate toward. And if it's enough to get a whole Bible, with your name, we will put your name on that Bible to let a blind person know that you donated that Bible. The second option is if you don't have a PayPal account but have a credit card, you could go to our website, Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, B-I-B-L-E-S, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. Holiness Bibles for the blind.org. You go down to the bottom where it says Love Offerings. Click that link, And then on that page, you have the option to use your credit card. The third option is if you wish to use a check, you just write out your check payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for the Blind. And then you go on our website and you can get our mailing address, our snail mail address, which is you click the Contact Us link and it has the address right there that you can mail it through snail mail. And then on your memo, just put on your check what kind of Bible you're donating for, and we will definitely make sure that that Bible gets out to a blind person. Because we
next week, I'm going to need you to be a little bit faster. I'm going to need you to be a little bit faster right now, brother. Next week, I need you to just rattle it off. Blah, 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 blah. You know, like that. I need to get, drink some more coffee, brother. Now, I'm just joking with you. I'm joking with you. All right, so you, it's $35 to get a large print Bible for the blind, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, put me down for one. I'll send you the $35. And that way, at least one person will be blessed with a large print Bible from me. And hopefully
okay.
that will start a ripple. For our listeners in our surrounding countries, you can do the same if you would like to help a Bible get into the hands of a blind person who can read large print. Please do so. You have the ways you can do by giving your contributions. You have the PayPal, you have the snail mail address for your check, you have your credit card. Just go to Holiness Bible's website and all the information is on there. Yes, that's cool, man. But yeah, but you never have to ask to promote that because it's promoting for the Lord.
Amen.
And then let's also give people this information too.
Well, hold
Radio
on before
like
you
this.
Do that. Before you do that, hold on. Pastor Bonnet, is there anything that you would like to promote?
I just promote the Six Eyes Radio Network, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. You can always donate here to the Six Eyes Radio, either through Cash App or PayPal.
All right, we're going to send you a truckload of coffee. It'll be here by end of show. Thank you.
This is my third service. How many y'all had?
This is our first. Wow.
Okay.
You had three services today?
Every Sunday, y'all hear me. You all are my third service.
Wow.
8 o'clock, 10:30, and 1. When I get on here, it'll be about 1:40. So
okay.
This is my third service. I'm up on Sunday.
You got me beat
by 5.
One
here. Amen.
I'm up by 5:30 at least. So I'll be waiting for the program to end so I can get some vitals in my body.
Well, guess what? We're about to get out of here. Thanks for listening. God bless. See you tomorrow. No more words till next Sunday. Hey, God bless. Thanks for listening. You just enjoyed the best in online radio, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Once again, I want to thank our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries, our new listeners, our regular listeners. And please go to your podcast and the search type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. In the top right corner, press subscribe and you have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. God bless you. Just enjoyed the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I want to thank you. Once again, we'll catch you next Sunday. And for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, please enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening, your night, wherever you're at. God bless.
And tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, Motivational Money with our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Put this number in your phone, 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. God bless.
You've just enjoyed the Six Eyes Gospel Show on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Somebody.
find yourself at times when it seems like everybody's falling off. God never will. Can we just sing that together? I want you to implant this in your spirit. When you're driving home today, you got to remember, He still loves me.